and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. Let's talk a little gardening this morning. I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Beautiful morning. Drove part of the way over here with the windows down and changed it as the temperature increased. I guess for the middle of the summer, this is what it's supposed to be like. It was very pleasant out there this morning. I did a little quick entry on my Facebook about the morning sunlight. I was looking out the window and saw, you know, the sunlight coming through some of the plants a couple of days ago, and took a couple of shots and put it on Facebook, and just reminded me to talk about that a little bit. The morning sun is extremely important. A lot of the flowering plants especially like the morning sun better than any sun during the day. Plus the fact the afternoon sun burns plants in a lot of cases, even plants that can take a lot of full sun. One of my little bougainvillea got a little bit of burn yesterday. So think about that when you're laying out the plan for where plants go. The more morning sun you can give them, the better off they will be. The color of the morning sun is a little bit different, and so the spectrum is pleasant, the temperature is lower, and it's good for really good for the plants. We've got a well, first of all, this hour is brought to you by Victor Pet Foods, VICTOR. All the information you need is on their website, excellent website, and they do a really nice job with their Facebook too, photographs of beautiful animals, dogs primarily. So check it out. It's victordogfood.com. This line of products is the best out there for the money especially. It is a manufactured product from Mount Pleasant, East Texas. It's distributed primarily through the feed and farm stores in many of the states across the country. So if you're wanting to try it, and I suggest highly that you do, go to victordogfood.com and you can find out where the nearest location is right there on their website, or contact them and ask for information. And if you're of store kind of in that genre, that category, contact them about carrying the line. They don't do the regular pet stores and places where you see the bulk of the dog and cat foods. VictorDogFood.com. Angel is the dog, and it's a really cute dog, and I didn't get the printout, only partial, so I'll tell you more about Angel as we go. But Angel's at the Dallas SPCA here just west in downtown Dallas. So those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, several of the dogs that we've talked about in the past are still waiting for homes. So go check those dogs out. I know everybody is traveling and getting some vacation time in, and it's hot and tending to stay at home. But don't forget about these wonderful potential new family members that are at the SPCA and the other rescue operations. Wherever you are in the country, there'll be some great rescue operations, and that's just a terrific place to get a pet like Angel. And I'll tell you a little bit more about her when I figure out how to get it printed off better, more details for you. My tea is one of the kind of common ones that I do at this time of the year. Turk's cap's blooming like crazy, so Turk's cap and hibiscus petals and rose petals going in the tea. Also, a whole bunch of lemon today. Judy and I have been drinking a lot of lemon water, just squeezing lemon into the water. Tastes great. Good summertime kind of thing. Easy to do and good for you as well. When that's generally what I order at a restaurant is lemon water, just water that it's probably in most cases. It depends on the restaurant. Some restaurants are using really nice quality water that's filtered, but most restaurants probably use the tap water. And not only does the lemon squeezed in the water give the water a really good taste, it also helps to settle out and clean up some of the things that might be in the tap water. So give that a try. Try to buy organic lemons if you can at the store. It's worth it. One of the things that people ask me quite a bit is what I use to clean the vegetables and fruit from the store. I primarily use BioWash, which is a kind of a fancy fatty acid product that we use for insect control. Some BioWash or Plant Wash is one of the good choices. There are several commercial products on the market out there that you can find. Veggie Wash is one. There's several that contain D-limonene or orange oil or fatty acid of some kind. And it's a great idea. It's something rather than just washing the fruit off with water, it's best to clean the outside because you don't know how it's been handled, whether it's organically grown or conventionally grown. People handling the stuff with dirty hands, and I think that's where a lot of the problems that you hear about in the news come from is exactly that. So, yeah, we highly recommend that. But remember, it doesn't do anything for the toxic chemicals that will be inside the fruit or vegetables. The pesticides or whatever else, some chemicals are put on the fruit for helping the fruit last longer in storage and in transport. And all that can be washed off. But some of that and the pesticides for sure, because a lot of the pesticides are systemic, meaning that they enter the tissue of the plant. They're inside the fruit. So if you're buying conventionally grown fruits and vegetables, and I know most people are, and we do some too. You can't get 100% organic out there. That some of those toxic chemicals will be inside and washing off the surface doesn't help with that at all, unfortunately. So try to do as many detox kind of things as you can. And I think that the lemon in the water, the good clean lemon juice in the water will help you in that regard. And it's another reason why we recommend that you buy as much locally grown produce as you can so you know the farmers and can talk to them about what they use. A lot of them will not be saying that their work, that their farm and the produce from the farm is totally organic because they don't want to go through the red tape of registering with the state and the feds and whatever else is involved, depending on where the farm is. But they're in a lot of cases using organic techniques because many of the growers have found that there's an advantage to doing that. It's especially true in California and other places where grapes, wine grapes are grown. The people like Fetzer and Gallo and others have discovered along the way that this organic thing, by the way, makes better grapes. And the wine ends up being better. Some people, in fact, Fetzer's one of them, for a long time kept that information close to their vest because they realized that it was an advantage. They really didn't want to tell people that they were doing it. So talk, if you can buy locally, that's best. Help the local farmers. That's where there tends to be a better emphasis on making the soil healthy and growing healthy plants. Plus, a very high percentage of those local people will be using primarily, if not 100%, organic techniques, even though they're not selling the stuff as certified or organic. So we recommend that highly. The local farmers markets and the grocery stores, which continue to increase across the country, that sell organic produce. They'll sell conventional and organic stuff in the stores. So support all that as much as you can. Yeah, the organic stuff costs more. That's a supply and demand issue. There's not as many people growing organic crops, and that tends to or does make the price greater. But it's, you know, better tasting food. I think you get filled up quicker, plus what's your health worth, you know. And it's just one of the things that you really ought to look into, and the people listening to this show probably already are. And that's what we can talk about. We also recommend that you grow as many things at home as possible. Have gardens at home in pots or in beds, and grow as much as you can. You're not going to be able to grow everything you eat. I guess maybe some people totally off the grid do, but for the most part, people just supplement what their diet is with their homegrown stuff. And it's great way to go. It's fun. It's good to teach the kids. Tastes good, and you can have good-looking plants as well as good-tasting plants. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We've got callers ready to go, so we're going to go right to the phones. But let me tell you quickly about a little bit more about Angel, the dog that's at the SPCA. She is a cutie. She's 40 pounds, terrier, bull terrier mix, beautiful brindle color, big old brown eyes, great big ears, standing straight up. Very sweet, loves kids. It looks like a terrific dog for you. So check Angel out on our website, dirtdoctor.com. Go to the SPCA button and check out Angel and the other dogs from previous weeks that still need a home. We really appreciate everybody helping with these great pets. This week's, again, is Angel. Let's go to Louisville to start the day and talk to Roger. Hello, Roger.
Yes, hello.
What's up?
My uncle has about 70 acres in hay.
Okay.
And he tells me that he has to spray seven dust in liquid form about every 3 weeks to keep the grasshoppers down. Hmm. Is there an organic way that he could deal with that much acreage?
Yeah, there's all kinds of ways better than seven, Roger. One of the things you ought to tell him about is to look at our website and in the, I'm almost sure we've got it there. If not, I ought to do a newsletter on it, make it one of our weekly newsletters. The active ingredient to make seven is what killed several thousand people in Bhopal, India some years ago. It's one of those pesticides that's on the market that has been marketed brilliantly as not being excessively toxic, but that's a lie. It is. So that would be the first step. The second step is telling the alternatives. And the grasshoppers, I think they called the show and also sent me an email. One of the farmers that said great success with grasshopper control uses a two-step system. This has to start for best results in the spring, but some of what I'm going to tell you can still be done now. And the people that have had the best success use is a combination of Nolo bait, which is a biological, it's a bacteria that is put out and kills the young grasshoppers before they're born. It does the most good early in the year, but I've had people tell me that it works later in the year, this time of the year as well. Nolo bait is one brand name. Another brand name is Semispore. and there may be some others, but it is it's a biological tool that is applied to the soil. The other thing that helps greatly is what we recommend to all homeowners and all farmers and all ranchers, and well, not ranchers as much as the farmers and homeowners and vegetable growers and people that have herb gardens, and that is to put out beneficial nematodes in the spring as well. Both of them are mixed with water and applied. The other thing that I'd recommend that you talk to your friend about is to make sure that you leave the fence rows with vegetation, you know, have fence rows. In other words, don't spray herbicides and try to keep the fence rows all nice and clean. There's this incorrect paradigm that a lot of ranchers and farmers think that's the appropriate thing to do. I don't know why, because other people do it, I guess. But if you let it grow up, starting with just whatever grows there, and then plant some additional things too and have a lot of biodiversity on the fence rows, that helps a lot. One of the things that grasshoppers have to have is bare soil for the females, you know, to lay the eggs in the soil, and that's when the beneficial nematodes and the nolo bait get them. So all of that working together is what works. Now that's the preventative part of grasshopper control. Once they're there and feeding, the thing he ought to look into, and everybody should, because that has trouble with grasshoppers, because it works. It's called kaolin clay, K-A-O-L-I-N, kaolin clay. It's the same clay that's used in sculpture and pottery making.
Okay.
The only difference is it has been refined to a very, very fine texture. It's like talcum powder, and you mix it with water and you spray it also. And what it does, it doesn't kill them. It confuses grasshoppers and some other insects as well. And it puts a white particle film on the plants, but on the hay, it wouldn't hurt anything at all. And it actually does help if a big old swarm of grasshoppers come in from off the property that weren't controlled by the beneficial nematodes and the nolo bait type products. So it's kind of a, you know, it's a...
Well, you have to put the clay on dry, is that right?
No, you put it on wet. You mix it in water and you spray
okay.
it on
so
it.
So he can use his standard sprayer.
You bet, you bet. Now,
okay.
You might need to look at the nozzle sizes. When you're using organic sprays, they do have particulate matter, you know, in the mix. And if he's using real super fine orifice nozzles, you may have to use a little larger nozzles. Maybe not. It's just something that you need to tell him about and needs to look into. But that process works very well, that kind of two-step approach.
How does the cost of nolo bait compare with seven?
You'll just have to look at it. It probably is a little bit more, but on the other hand, once you get it going and get a control there, it's probably pretty close. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run a minute. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, be back right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478, or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. One thing that we talked off the air there, and we're going kind of fast, and I had to get ready to come back, and one thing that I didn't get on the air and didn't talk to him either about, hope he's still listening, he was commenting that the farmer had been doing the toxic spraying for a long time. It's going to take a lot to change him. One of the final things that's an option for killing grasshoppers is an organic killing spray that's called spinosad. And there's several brand names. One that's available pretty easily around the North Texas area here is called Captain Jack's Dead Bug Spray, believe it or not, because it's actually made from dead bugs and it's a bacterial product, I believe, is how it works. But anyway, it's effective and it's a killing spray. It's not a repellent or anything. So to change from something highly toxic like 7 over to an organic spray that kills and kills pretty quickly, the spinosad is the way to go. And spinosad is S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D, spinosad or spinosad. Some people call it, I don't know which one's actually correct, doesn't matter. S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. And it's especially good if you've tried some of the other techniques and for whatever reason the conditions are so that you still have pests munching on the plants, the spinosad will end the problem. The number is 866-444-3478. Jump on here when you hear somebody hang up. Barbara's turn in Coppell, listening on 660 here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Hi, Barbara.
Hey, morning, Howard.
Morning.
And This is interesting because this week I had a plant delivered to me. It was strange because I hadn't ordered anything, about 4 feet tall. It actually came from my credit card company. It was a bereavement gift, and it's a magnolia tree.
Interesting.
It's a magnolia tree, and it's bald, and it's about 4 feet tall, and I don't know what to do with it. I mean, I want it to go outside. I want to take care of it. I just moved here from Coppell. I've been in Iowa for 20 years. And so can you help me?
What kind of magnolia is it? Did it have a tag on it explaining?
It has a tag on it, but it just says magnolia. It does not say what kind, because I was looking into that, too.
Well, is it the big, thick leaves?
Yeah.
Real glossy? Okay,
yeah.
That's regular magnolia, grandiflora probably, and it's the regular magnolia that you see around. Does very well here in Dallas-Fort Worth area. Plus, the fact in Coppell, do you have sandy soil?
No, I have that horrible clay.
You have heavy clay. That's fine. Magnolia will do fine in it. I live in the Lakewood part of Dallas, and we have clay topsoil and then solid white rock under that, and the magnolias do beautifully. In fact, one of the prettiest ones in this part of Texas is right in that kind of soil. All you do is go ahead and get it in the full sun right away and keep it moist. Is it in a container or is it bald?
Yes, it's bald, and they send a little syringe. It says put this water in there every 2 days, a syringe full of water. I think you could even have it in the house, but I don't want it in the house.
No, it wouldn't last there at all. You need to go ahead and get it planted. It needs to be in full sun. So find a place where you have that. You could put it in a big pot and leave it in a pot for some period of time if you need to do that.
No, I don't.
Okay, well, just put it in the ground, and you use our planting techniques that are explained on DirtDoctor.com, and that is to take the plant out of the container. There'll probably be some loose soil and or mulch on the top of the ball. And most growers tend to have the tree too deep in the soil. And so raking it off so that the little tree's flare is exposed, dig a hole that's a wide saucer-shaped hole, set it so that the top of that ball that you have exposed is just slightly higher than the ground grade.
Really? And am I supposed to put like a drainage or a something through there so water, I can get water to the roots?
No, just put it in this hole and backfill with the soil that you dug out of the hole. No amendments go in the soil at all. No peat moss, no compost, no...
Oh, my gosh, I'm glad you told me
that. Yeah, just...
I had the peat moss ready.
No. Just the soil from the hole. Look at my website, dirtdoctor.com, and the planting details in there and under guides right on the homepage will explain our planting techniques, and it's in the library also. It's also covered in picture form in my books, probably both. And it's real simple. You just use very simple planting techniques. You don't trim any of the top back. You don't wrap the trunk. You just simply backfill with the soil from the hole, water it in, let the weight of the water settle the soil. You can do little bitty minor amount of tamping, but not hard tamping. That recompacts the soil. And your little magnolia tree will probably just do fine. Now, it could be some weird exotic variety, but I doubt it. I bet it's just a plain old magnolia, and it'll do great there in Coppell for you.
Well, I've noticed that a couple of the new leaves on the top are wilting away. So what does that mean?
Well, it's probably got dry. Well, it could be dry or too wet, either one. That's why you want to get it out of that container and soak it. You might want to soak it in water in a wash tub or a plastic bucket or something. Soak, saturate it totally before or as you put it into the hole so you know that the roots are totally hydrated. And it'll do fine.
Okay. Thank you very much,
Good
Howard.
Luck with your little tree.
All right. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. 866-444-3478. Here's David in Dallas listening on 660. Hey, David.
Good morning, Dr. Garrett. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just recently purchased about 20 and a half acres in Ellis County.
Okay.
And I would like to have a farm, orchard, chickens and cows and that sort of thing.
Good for you.
And I'm going to start with a small orchard, and I'd like to know what varieties of fruit-bearing plants would do well. I like apricots, peaches, apples, pears, that sort of thing. I'd like to get it going, and I would like to know what strains.
Okay. Well, the ones you mentioned first there are the hardest ones to grow. So apricot is, I love them. Golly, they're delicious, but it's the hardest fruit to grow. And it's got timing problems. It's got cold hour problems. It's got late freeze problems. And then if you have a good crop, the animals detect it and they love it as much as you and I do, you know. So you're battling all those things. Give it a try. It'd be a good experience to give it a whirl, and you'll have a good crop every now and then. The peaches and nectarines are probably the next hardest to grow of the fruit trees. Let me give you some generic tips here, and then for the varieties, you can look on my website on dirtdoctor.com or in my book, which is called the Organic Texas Organic Vegetable Gardening Book. It covers fruit and vegetables. But the easiest fruit for you to grow are pears and the orient pear, if you want to make a note of probably the easiest one. Plums are pretty easy, and the easiest one to grow is called methyl. But there's a whole bunch of other varieties that are possibilities, and they're covered on the website and in my books. Jujube is one that you don't hear people talk about very much, and it's a little bit harder to find, but I'd absolutely recommend that you plant some jujube. Some people call it jujubes, but jujube, it's a fruit that comes from Asia originally and just has tremendous production, very, very easy to grow. The only negative about it is it does get a little aggressive sometimes and kind of sprouts and pops up here and there, but just to warn you a little bit, but it's worth the effort. Pomegranate is not quite as easy, but something you ought to have on your list and plant some. Some apples, the Holland apples, the easiest one of the bunch, but there's a lot of others that'll do well. Gala and well, several others do well, but Holland is going to be your best choice in that category. Let me see what else. Generically, I'd plant some nut trees. I'd plant some pecan and probably walnut. How many acres are we talking about?
20 and a half.
20. Try to plant, you know, you need some shade trees anyway. You might as well plant shade trees that are going to produce some kind of fruit for you. So the best on the list would be pecan. Walnut would be the second best choice. And a lot of the flowering trees don't produce fruit, but the flowers are edible. Redbud, for example, the beautiful pink to purple flowers in the spring and or the white ones. They're edible. They're great to use as garnish in salads and a garnish on various dishes and things like that. We cover all of that edible landscaping stuff as well as the fruit in the book, the Texas Organic Gardening book. So you might want to take a look at that.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
I think that'll get you started. Thank you very much. Sounds like he might be one of our people defending our safety there. Phil in Lake Fork next up. Hello, Phil.
Hello, Howard. You were just talking about my successful grasshopper program a few minutes ago.
Yes, sir. Thank you for giving me that some time ago. Is it still working for you?
Oh, working great. We're dealing with about 30 acres this year, and it's costing me just a little over $10 an acre.
Really? That's great.
And I haven't, let's say year before last, we just did it on like 5 acres, and I did have invasion later in the year and used the kale and clay product, but that had to be redone so often that I didn't feel like it was that successful. It would last kind of keeping them from eating down my grass and my trees for, 10 days or so, and then they would, enough that it would wash off, or at least became ineffective.
Or they got used to it or whatever. You know, it was my experience the very first time I tried it at my home garden. Well, and the experimental gardens at the office as well. The particle film lasted a long time. It lasted a couple of months, and I was a little bit concerned about that from this standpoint. If people are raising crops to sell them, that cosmetic issue might be a problem. It sounds like you've got something new to add to the program. Is that correct?
Well, I was just going to say...
Well, I'll tell you what, rather than being rushed, can you hang on with me?
You bet.
Okay, I'll be back in a minute. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Phil in Lake Fork was the caller that gave us a great tip on his grasshopper program that runs about $10 an acre using what I talked about earlier, the nematodes and the Nolo bait, but he had said that he was having a little trouble with the kale and clay. What you got another angle to put with the program, Phil?
Well, I just wanted to mention that I don't know what the kale and clay would cost to put out over the 70 acres or so that your previous caller was talking about, and I would be really reluctant to recommend the spinosad over that kind of acreage.
Yeah.
I mentioned to you before that I keep bees also.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
And the only time I use spinosad is if I have a fire ant mound someplace that would be really unhandy, but I have so few of those, probably because of the nematodes.
That's probably right, yeah.
I try to maintain 2.0 acres here as a landscaper yard, and I'm sure I have fewer than two dozen fire ant mounds on that 2.8 acres.
Okay. The kale, the dry molasses, and the overall program, the beneficial nematodes.
We've used that for years.
Yeah, they'll all help with that. So your advice is basically what I was saying, the beneficial nematodes and the Nolo bait, and you start doing it real early in the spring. How many applications have you done in the past?
Well, I do the nematodes once as soon as the weather's, you know, just warmed up pretty good, and we've got good moisture.
Right.
In the soil. And then as soon as we see the first little S-stars, we put out the semispore.
Mm-hmm.
And
same as Nolo bait, yeah.
Right. And, on a per-pound basis, the
a little better cost.
Semispore is is considerably less expensive.
Okay, good. That's a good tip.
And then about 2 weeks later, you'll see an increase in the number of little S-stars hatching out, and we put it out again.
Okay. All right.
Incidentally, while I haven't had to use the kale and clay the last 2 years, I've probably got 100 pounds of it just sitting in storage.
Okay.
But it does work well with the standard orifices on my 60-gallon sprayer.
Okay, you didn't have to change nozzles or anything. All right, that's a good tip. I used it with a regular backpack sprayer that I have at home, and it worked. It worked fine with it. So the caller that called before had about 20 acres. So this is on that size property, probably pretty reasonable. But your tip is
I was thinking he said hay field was about 78.
Might have been. I might have misunderstood it. But whatever it is, I think this approach.
Prior to this program, the grasshoppers had killed a bunch of my fruit trees, and they were eating more grass than my livestock was.
Yeah, and that's not good livestock to have, those grasshoppers. Well, I appreciate it. We love to get these reports about what works and doesn't work. The spinosad, you're exactly right. If everybody didn't catch that, spinosad doesn't kill them, but it does do something negative to the honeybee's navigation, it seems. So
right.
Spraying it all over the place is a risk. And I think it's probably safer than spraying seven, but it's still something that you want to spray very, very surgically just on plants where the grasshoppers are really eating away.
Yeah.
Okie doke, Phil. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Howard.
Talk to you
soon.
Pleasure
to talk with you always.
Well, same here. Thank you. Let's go in an open line for you now at 866-444-3478. Josh is in Peodosia, Missouri, I believe is where he is. Morning, Josh.
Morning, Howard. Pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you, sir. Listening on 93.5, I see there.
Yes, sir, out of Mount Cole, Arkansas.
Well, thanks.
I'm actually a truck driver, so hopefully I'm driving through the Ozarks right now. Hopefully we can maintain a solid connection here.
Okay, sounds pretty good so far. What can I do for you?
My wife and I bought our house down here about a year and a half ago. We were living up in northwest suburbs of Chicago before that. And she's a fruit tree enthusiast. She has, I don't know how many different varieties, but up there, she had them all in pots, and they were actually producing pretty good. The cherries, we had a real nice crop of cherries
mm-hmm.
off the trees that were in pots. And then, when we moved down here, we put them in the ground. We bought, small place, 15 acres, and we put all our peaches in the ground, the cherries, apples.
Josh, let me give a quick answer so everybody hears it, and I'll talk to you off the air, okay?
Okay.
Getting fruit trees or any kind of plant to flower and set seed and bloom and have fruit better, there's nothing better than the Garrett Juice Mixture to spray on the foliage and drench into the soil. The formula for how to make it yourself is on the website under guides on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com for everybody, and it's also available commercially. But I'll talk to Josh off the air, and if he had something else, I'll bring it to everybody when I come back to start the second hour. Hang in there, Josh, and I'll be back with you. He's on the road in the Ozark Mountains right now. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. The website is DirtDoctor.com.